Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call of Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal, Chairman of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good day, everybody. Warm welcome to the annual and the quarter four results of Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited. I would request Pankaj to summarize the board meeting and the results. And over to you, Pankaj.
Pleased to announce that the board has approved the results for financial year 2024 and quarter four. MSWIL has delivered a record performance in its second year of operations since being listed and demerged from SAMIL. It continues to benefit from the strong parentage of both partners, Sumitomo Wiring Systems and Motherson. The company recorded highest yearly revenue of 8,330 crores and EBITDA of 12,000 crores. This robust performance is against the backdrop of a vibrant Indian automotive industry. The company significantly outperformed the industry by 11% with the continued customer demand and trends of premiumization and SUVs playing out. The company further benefits from being able to service and provide solutions to customers across passenger, commercial, two-wheelers, and off-highway and agriculture equipment. On a quarterly basis, the company clocked revenues of 2,230 crores and an EBITDA of 290 crores, which is highest ever in any quarter. I would like to reiterate that we are a company that focuses on absolute profitability and ROS. For FY24, the ROS achieved it 48%. The company is well equipped to support the growing and evolving needs of our customers, further strengthening our presence with two new facilities that are in pipeline. The CAPEX guidance for the ensuing financial year 2025 is approximately 200 crores. Together with us are Anurag, Mr. Mahinder Chabra, Mr. Vaman Sehgal. Over to you for questions and answers, please.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Siddharth Bera from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is basically on the growth side.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to please use your handset?
Yeah. Is it better now?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks. So, sir, first question is on the growth side. We have seen quite healthy, strong double-digit growth in FY24, backed by volume growth as well as premiumization, like you have talked about. Going ahead in FY25, we do see OE industry volume growth probably slowing down to mid-single digits, and we are witnessing probably a lot of launches happening on the small car side now. In the last few months. So given this backdrop, any expectation if you want to share about the growth which we can expect for the coming years?
Thank you. Pankaj or Anurag, who will take this question?
Okay. Thank you, Chandra. Anurag this side. Thanks, Siddharthi, for asking this question. If you see... the market which we are seeing, I think the major OEMs has, already announced their plans and they are already available in the public. So if you see those, I think some of the major customer like Maruti Suzuki, they have already given a plan of increasing it from 2.3 million to 4 million, and they are already making it a, ramping up this capacity in next 6 to 7 years' time. And same like Tata also, as well as, plans are there for the new companies coming to India. So market is going to be very interesting, and I think with Showcase, there is going to be a very good growth in the future also. So I think to answer your question, I think we are looking at a very, very positive at this point in time.
Okay. Now, my question was more on FY25, because if you see, the Maruti has also talked about only 2 to 3% industry growth. So more from the near term, do we expect a meaningful slowdown to like low double-digit type of growth, or should we probably see mid-teen type of growth sustaining is what probably I was trying to get at.
So this is Pankaj here. So Sudhaji, what Anurag mentioned was very clear, that we see that our customers are expanding their footprints, their production capacities. As you mentioned, they're bringing in small cars, compact cars, as well as larger cars, more enriched vehicles as well. So it's a market in which all kinds of vehicles are coming in. And he said that it will be very interesting to see. We don't second guess the market, so we won't be able to give a prediction as to what kind of percentage. That he mentioned that we do see a positive trends in the market in terms of the still the premiumization, as well as the new facilities being set up by the customers, which to us would signify growth. That's the reason why they are investing more into the new facilities.
Got it, sir.
Just to add to what you are saying, I think it's a no-brainer. The market cars are coming with more and more features, and more features is always an added plus for Motherson, because the more the features, the more the value of the wiring harness going up, because the features related to the market condition. The market is very competitive on the features when you come.
Got it, sir. So second question is on this capacity, which you have indicated that two more facilities are sort of coming up. Any timelines by when will they be available in the year, and how much extra capacity they will add compared to our existing capacity?
Siddharthi, these two new facilities are going to increase our current capacity to approximately another two plants, you can say, to it's approximately 10 to 15% of the will be a number around that only.
Okay, and we should expect this by which month, or during the second half, or in any particular part of the year?
Yes, they are going to be operational in Q1, but the ramp-up or the volume ramp-up is going to happen in the middle or the third or fourth quarter of the this financial year.
Okay. And just to clarify, these are basically for ICE models, or these also include the high voltage or EV sort of capacities which would come up?
This is for the both.
Okay, got it. So last question is on the margin side. Now, we have continued to see a very good increase and pickup in margins over the last 1 year, each quarter. I you generally don't talk about the margins, but just wanted to get a sense that in the current quarter, on the gross margin side, are there any price increases which we have got, which is sort of reflecting here, and this should normalize, or overall we should sort of see the improving trend continue going ahead?
Mr. Chabra or Mr. Anurag, Pankaj, whatever.
Okay, Anurag this side. So this, as you said, EBITDA is not something we talked about, and we always keep focus on ROAS.
And as per the group guideline, it should be more than 40%. And as Mr. Mittal has already said in the opening session that it is in this year we have achieved around 48%, which was 44% in FY23. Now, though you will see that we are, you know, sequentially growing into there, but there are expansion happening. That also we have mentioned. There are two plants in the which are upcoming facilities and will be operational soon. And as many OEMs in the country already announced their plans, so MSL is aligning to the same. On other hand, MSL team is working very hard on the improvements, continue supported by the cost reduction activities and recoveries from the customer as well. And despite this is inflationary headwinds. On operational improvement for the shop floor, company has extensively undertaken the digitization efforts also. So all these efforts are towards, you know, improvement on the shop floor, which thus brings into the ROS improvement. And I think this answers your question as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Harini from Sundaram Alternative. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to get your thoughts on how do you see the whole RM going forward, because even QOQ we have seen a bit of increase in the copper prices. Where do you see that and how do you see the gross margins turning up? How generally is the pass-on time for us with the OEMs? Just some color on that.
Harini, thanks for this question. When you compare it from one quarter to another, the product mix, it is very difficult to say that because it is not a similar sort of part number which you are making from one quarter to another. And the commodity like copper, it is a straight pass-through. Obviously, it's a quarter lag or sometime in some customers, it's a 6 months lag.
Understood. Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Bera from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, Arvind. So just a clarification, would it be possible to share the top two customers for us, like you have shared for the industry, your segment mix in terms of PV, two-wheeler and other segments? Possible to share the top two customers mix this year and last year?
Normally we have not provided any customer stratification, but if we see, we are supplying to all the big car makers in the country, so, and also the two-wheeler makers and commercial vehicle makers. As a group, for Hyundai and Kia, we have a separate joint venture, which is Kyungshin Motherson, which supports. So you would see that, of course, Maruti is our biggest customer with whom we have started. We will see if we can stratify and provide this data in due course of time to you in terms of our customer base.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Harini from Sundaram Alternative. Please go ahead. Ms. Harini, can you unmute your line and speak, please?
Thank you again for the opportunity, sir. Can you just throw some light on where is our market share right now? Because I remember in the annual report last time you had mentioned that across with the group we would be standing in the PVs at around 55%. If you can throw if there's any improvement or where do we stand currently in the market share?
Ma'am, we normally do not guide on market share and all that. Pankaj, can we help her?
Ma'am, as you would see that we are growing faster than the market growth. We as a group supply to nearly all the customers To be honest, like Mr. Sehgal said, we do not evaluate ourselves in terms of the market share, but of course, we want to be the most preferred solution provider and a supplier to our customers and to be amongst the top suppliers to them in terms of our performance. So the whole idea of the group is to...
Pankaj, what I was saying is I think it might be of relevance to her to understand we don't supply bags of cement or something which has a fixed kind of a thing. Everything is depending upon the model, what the thing and all. And maybe in that light you can explain to her why market share is irrelevant to Pakistan.
So, ma'am, also, as we supply to the OEMs and to different models, the model mix is very different. Some models do well. Some models may not do well. So there can be a, you know, shift in the in terms of calculations of what the market share would be. But you would find us in most of the vehicles, and that's what I can only say.
Understood. Sure, sure. Yeah. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Avish from Chanakya Capital Service Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers. Just wanted to ask on the margin front, like I know you don't give a margin.
From you, sir. May I request you to please use your handset?
Hello, is it better now?
Yes, sir. Much better.
So on the margins front, I was asking, can you give me like the top, the ranking-wise, like which segment contributes the most to the margin, if possible?
Again, I would reiterate that we do not guide on margins. We prefer to work on return and capital employed. And I think... Chavasab, this time, what's the ROS for the year?
Yeah, so for ROS for the current year, FY24 is 48%, which is better than 44% that we delivered in the previous year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Harini from Sundaram Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Thank you again for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to understand what would generally be the asset turns with the capex that we've been incurring and also the 200 crores of capex that we have called out for next year. Some light on that, sir. I know you've talked about the ROCEs, but what would be the, if fully ramped up, what would be the potential revenue that these capex could generate for the company?
Wow. Anurag or Shagwa?
So, yeah, sure, sir. So, we are looking at a capex of roughly 200 crores for next year or the current financial year, FY24-25, which includes like all the categories, growth or expansion, productivity, quality improvement, as well as the maintenance or the replacement of the assets which have lived their useful life.
Understood. Do we have any sense as to what would be maybe the additional revenue potential when, say maybe 3 years down the lane when it's fully under production? Under full utilization?
I think while harness is more assembly and all that, in the CapEx normally goes for land and building. And I do not know what your expectations are on asset terms and all that. But I think that this will try and give you some missing idea on that.
No worries. Sure.
No. We have 26 plants and two more plants are coming. So, roughly, we are about 8-10% to start with. In the first 6 months, it will be less, but then after that, it's good. But, Charles, can you give this thing? Otherwise, you can take it offline.
Sure, sure, sir. I'll connect offline, sir. No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajvendra Goyal from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm sorry if I'm repeating the question. I joined the call a bit late. Sir, I know you don't provide guidance in terms of margin.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. May I request you to please use your handset?
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is it?
Mr. Goyal? Mr. Goyal? We have lost the connection of the current participant. We'll move on to the next participant. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask question. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. V.C. Sehgal for closing comments.
Thank you very much. The board has been complimenting the entire team and the management for phenomenal results. We've hit our highest ever turnover, and also we have plus 1,000 crores as a EBITDA. Motherson is a company which has always focused on growth. We don't focus on margin because the product keeps changing. This is the thing. We have the ability to improve the margins only eventually relates to what your growth is being done. So I hope all of you understand that. And our products keep changing. That's the key challenge, but also the biggest opportunity that Motherson has. Thank you all very much. Wish you all a very happy and a good day ahead. Thank you.
On behalf of Motherson Sumi Wiring India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.